In Christmas carols, in this season of Advent and the readings that we hear, and even on some Christmas cards, we hear and get a sense that there is a message of peace in Christmas. But just like the little angel in our drama, sometimes when we look around us, we think, where is this peace? We look at world events, we look at politicians or famous people, we look closer to home, we hear statistics. Where is this peace? It's more than 2,000 years since the birth of Christ. Where is the peace that God sent us? Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, also lived in challenging times. He and his wife both knew political oppression from a ruler, and they both knew personal grief. When his son was born, he sang this song of praise to God, and he proclaimed what he saw God doing, and it was something prophetic in what he said. Zechariah noticed that God is faithful, remembering his covenant and remembering his promises to their ancestors. He said that God is merciful. He has raised up a saviour. We're not left in our problems. God is bringing a saviour. And he said we should be saved from our enemies. This is what God is doing. And at this point in the song or the poem, we might think, what sort of enemies is he talking about? Does this have military or political or nationalistic overtones? But as we continue listening, we see what comes forward. He said we'll be saved from our enemies so that we might serve God without fear. Which doesn't really make sense if he's talking about a military enemy, because a military conquest doesn't change the nature of your standing before God. Something else is going on. And I also want to notice that word fear there, what that means when we talk about fearing God. Two aspects. One is that the fearing God is like a sense of awe and wonder at the majesty and power and magnitude of God. It's a little like I've spent time tramping in the Southern Alps and been up on a glacier surrounded by mountains. And it's beautiful and magnificent, but also very powerful, and you're conscious you are very small and vulnerable in this powerful, beautiful place. That is one aspect of fearing God. And the other is an awareness of the honest awareness that we fall short and that we're accountable to our Creator. So Zechariah said we no longer need to come before God in fear, but we can serve him in holiness and righteousness. This is giving a bit more of a picture of what he's talking about here. Salvation comes, he says, by the forgiveness of sins. There is a defeat here of a greater enemy than just a military enemy. And he says God is doing this to give light to those who sit in darkness or the shadow of death. If you've been journeying with us through Advent, Isaiah 9 has come up 3 or 4 times already. And this is Isaiah 9 too that Zechariah is referencing. Those who are in darkness, oppressed, they have seen a light. And God is coming to guide our feet into the way of peace. And this word, we've talked about it, peace, not just the absence of war, but a deep, holistic sense of well-being, of restored relationship with God, with others, with creation, deep well-being. At the birth of his son, Zechariah prophetically proclaimed the gospel. What hadn't actually happened yet, but it's noted at the start of this song that the Holy Spirit came to him and he sang this song prophetically. He says, God has not forgotten us. As in our drama, the little angel said, Look at the suffering in the world. And God replied, the suffering in the world makes me very sad. God has not forgotten us. God is faithful and merciful. But his way of bringing salvation is different from what people might think. God is not primarily involved in changing political circumstances, although he is involved in all areas of the world. He's not primarily building his kingdom from the top down. That would be like a Jenga tower. God is building his kingdom of peace from the bottom up. God builds his kingdom of peace by building a strong and healthy base to build his kingdom on. Some of you have seen my little Bolivian nativity set. And here is the baby Jesus from that. It's so tiny. God, in his wisdom, did not start at the top of the tower. God, in his wisdom, came to us, made himself small, made himself tiny and vulnerable and weak. A newborn baby, many of you will know, is so weak it cannot hold up its own head. Its muscles are not strong enough. In complete vulnerability and in complete dependence, God came to us. Because God builds his kingdom from the bottom up. God builds his kingdom of peace by dealing with our greatest enemy, the power of evil to influence human lives and our thoughts and our desires and our choices and our actions and the way we treat one another. Through the forgiveness of sins, God offers holiness and righteousness, just like Zechariah said. So we no longer need to stand in fear of God. We can come before God knowing that our relationship with God is healed. And God guides us. God shines his light of truth into the core of our beings, transforming us, building us, each of us, from the bottom up, not working from the top down. God works by transforming us, transforming our heart, our desires, the core of our being, so that we are increasingly able to live in his ways, increasingly able to be people of peace in this world. And you might not hear about it in the news, because God is not building his kingdom from the top down. God is building his kingdom from the bottom up. And this is a message we see in the birth of Jesus at Christmas. God builds, starting with a tiny, precious baby. So this Christmas, let us receive afresh, perhaps for the first time, perhaps for the thousandth time. Receive this gift that God gives us. Receive his presence with us, Jesus Emmanuel. Receive the gift of forgiveness and restored relationship with God. Receive that holistic sense of well-being and peace, right relationship, shalom. And may we increasingly be transformed into people of peace, part of the peace that God is building when he builds his kingdom of peace from the bottom up. Let's pray.